This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
This is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is... oh, what is today? The 21st? I believe it is the 21st of November, 2007. This is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand. And, hey, it's been a while since I've done a show. Friday, I think, was the last time I did it. Today's Wednesday. And hey, welcome freaks from the Freak Network. I'm listening to a little bit of Keith and the Girl here today. Bros Before Hoes is the episode. And I'm getting some goofy noise, but I don't know if you'll hear it in the recording or not. Okay. Well, the Doctor's saga continues. I have some delay on this effect for some reason, but anyway, Yeah, the Doctor saga continues. Well, let's see. I thought I had an appointment today. Checked my cards. I didn't get a call. Usually I get a call from the doctor's office the day before I have an appointment. And I didn't get a call yesterday or today. Yesterday I didn't get one, I guess. And I called them. I couldn't get through. I hung up. And I was digging through my wallet to see if I can find the appointment card. About ran over somebody. Trying to find this appointment card. Drifted into the left lane as somebody was coming around me. Got honked at pretty good. So, folks, if you're on the interstate, don't go digging through your wallet for your appointment cards. Will this work? Oh, shit. Nope, that doesn't work. Okay. So, anyway, I got it next week, next Wednesday. I also have another appointment next Wednesday. I'm going to see if I can switch that one, maybe to Friday. We'll have to see. What else has been going on? Not really a whole lot. I did go to the casino. It took all of my cash that I had that day. Not a good adventure that day. I didn't win any money. Lost it. I was down, and then I made my money back, and then I just kept playing and playing, hoping to catch that wave. Catch that run going back up. I never did get that run going back up. It just kept dwindling and dwindling away. So, that was about 3 hours worth of gambling there. 2 hours, maybe, I don't know. Holidays coming up this weekend. This week, for those folks that have a few days off, hey, have fun. Do something fun. Don't just go hanging out with your family and all those days if you can help it. This year, we're actually not going to travel anywhere. Plans were set, and then plans were changed and changed, and there are some deer in the ditch there, and I hope they don't decide to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, would that be exciting if I hit a deer. Yeah, so anyway, we're not going to go anywhere this weekend. We're going to just spend it at home. I'm going to do the bed. I've got a 12-pounder in my refrigerator defrosting since Saturday. I'm going to try something different this year. Going to do parsnips and rutabaga and, carrot, celery, onion, that type of thing. That should make up a nice gravy for the potatoes and that. If I get to it tonight, I'm going to also bake a pie. I'm going to make a pecan pie. I bought Rachel Ray's magazine a few days ago, and I've been kind of thumbing through that for different ideas and things, and I think I'm going to make a German chocolate pie, pecan pie, German chocolate pecan. That would be a fun one. I think that'll be good. A lot of sugar, of course. And that. So, anyway, back on the medical front, I don't know if I talked about it a whole lot, but I've been having some problems with some boils. I think I've talked about boils. They're not fun. If you have an iPod and have checked out some of my album art, I do have a picture of one of the boils, I believe, in one of my episodes back. I don't number my episodes. I just do them. I think it's kind of silly to number them, but anyway, it's a good reason to go back and look at some of those episodes if you're interested in seeing what one of these things look like. It must have been August. I went in. I had a pretty bad boil on my ass, and I went in to have the doctor look at it and see what she could do. I think it actually started draining, and she gave me some antibiotics and this and that, and tested it, actually did a swab of it, which hurt like hell. And if you have been watching the news, at least around this area, it must have been slow news or something, but they were talking about MRSA, bacteria staph infections, and I did test positive for MRSA, Mrs. A, and I thought the antibiotics did their job. I don't know where I'm picking up this bacteria. I started doing the salves again in the nose. There's a salve that you put in your nose in case you have staph colonies in your nose. That sounds kind of gross, but that's where it grows. And I started doing that again. I did get another boil on my right buttocks. Thank goodness it's not where I sit. It must have been Friday or Saturday. I was, you know how sometimes your wallet kind of pinches your butt or something, you know, it kind of just doesn't feel right? Well, I kind of felt down there, and it felt kind of warm and hard, and yeah, sure enough, another boil. This one isn't as bad as some of the other ones I've had. This one's a lot smaller. It is draining. Yesterday and today, it actually drained a little bit, so they usually last about a week. This one's not as painful as the other ones, although yesterday I was having a hard time walking a little bit. Takes about a week, then they start to heal up. I don't know what else to do. The antibiotics that she gave me for that, I actually took the first course, and then I called up. I said, you know, I kind of had this thing on my head, right in the middle of my eyes. Looked like a pimple or something. So she gave me some tetracycline and some heavier antibiotics, which really didn't make me feel good. It really dried out my mouth. gave me a funny taste in my mouth, metallic taste in my mouth, and also it also turned my urine bright orange, kind of like an orange. I'm looking here at a road work sign, kind of that color of an orange, so I was a little bit alarmed about that, but then I read up on the antibiotic, and they are, that antibiotic actually, that's one of the side effects. I took one the other day. I didn't actually finish that course, and I'm just not crazy about taking that antibiotic because it makes me feel bad. It makes me feel horrible. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna let it ride and see what happens. Excuse me. Not sure where I'm picking this stuff up. It could be toilet seats at work. Could be anywhere. You know, could be anywhere. This stuff is some nasty shit. And, I don't know. Did I tell you it's morning? It's 7:11 in the morning here. Passing my third construction zone, past the Platte River Bridge there. When I saw those deer, I was approaching the Platte River Bridge. I forgot the landmark of the podcast there. Well, what else has happened? Yesterday I went to lunch. And, you know, I usually check my tires. Kind of walk around, check my tires, see if I have a flat. I've been having some problems with the tires staying inflated and that. I'm kind of wondering if I've got a low front tire today because of the way the car's pulling around today. But as I kind of did like my little minor inspection there, I noticed that the badge on the back of my trunk lid was missing my Acura badge. So I don't know if some punk stole it or if it just fell off. Cold weather, you know, maybe some water got behind it and popped it off or what, but the vintage Acura is falling apart, so 150,000 miles, 626 as I speak here. I do about 500 miles a week, that's 2,000 a month. That's about an oil change every 6 weeks. I actually go about 5,000 miles on an oil change now because I do a lot of highway driving, and if you read up on that, it's not necessary to get it every 3,000 miles on the dot. Actually, I believe Toyota goes 6,000. My wife got her oil changed in June or July. They said, hey, we'll see you back in December. She's been a little worried about that, and I said, hey, don't worry about it. It's normal. It's not unusual. We don't need to be burning up all this oil if we don't have to. Oil's hit either gone over $100 per barrel. I was listening to the news today. Last year at this time, gas was around $2.27 a gallon. Now it's about $3.20, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think I paid $2.99 the other day for gas. I'm trying to think what... I must have gassed up in Lincoln last week, or this week, on Monday. So, I was thinking this was my third trip on this tank of gas, but it must be, well, two. This would complete two today. We got it Monday. If I got it Monday. So, what else is going on? Not really a whole lot. Kind of stoked to have a couple days off. I'm kind of stressed out about all those appointments next week. The boil thing is no fun. Actually, last night when I got home, I had my wife look at the boil to see if... how it was doing, if it forms any sort of a head or anything like that, and it looked like it had a white spot that, you know, could drain some. I said, well, let's go get a pin and lance it a little bit and see if anything comes out. Of course, I couldn't see it because it was on my backside. So what I did, me and my technology, I got the video camera and hooked it up to the television, and I had the boy try and run the video camera to watch so I could see what was going on, and yeah, quite a bit of junk came out of that thing as we played with the video camera and my ass. So what would we do today without all this technology? I guess we would use mirrors. I didn't tape it, so sorry, folks, you miss out. You miss out on that fun stuff. I didn't record it. Going by the way station here on I-80. Looks like they have one side open. The other side isn't open, but it's got more troopers there than a Dunkin' Donuts on a Tuesday morning. It is Wednesday. Hey, maybe they have donuts there. I didn't get any breakfast today. I wish I would have. Kind of feeling hungry. Last night we went to Qdoba. Not my favorite Mexican place, but it's all right for burritos because your head, I guess, you know. It's all right for burritos because your head. It appears healthy, but you know what? I think the tortillas and that are probably loaded with fat. The chicken meat, it's alright. It's usually pretty good. Grilled, barbecued, whatever, chicken meat. And then, they put some rice and beans in there, which is good for you. And then, I went with a little cheese. I opted out of the sour cream this time. I just went through that construction zone way too fast. Oh, well. So, 7:18 now. It's time to find my second Diet Coke. I've also been, you know... I've been taking these B vitamins. I've got like a B super complex or something like that I started taking. A while back I had a physical done, some blood work done, and cholesterol was a little high. doctor told my wife it was 400, which I don't understand. That means I probably should be dead or I am one brick of lard. But I thought, well, you know, I better try and do something about that. So I've been cutting back on my meats and I'm not going to do any pork for 6 months. And we'll see what happens. Although I did have some pork sausage the other day. Cutting out the pork, switching over to more chicken-based stuff. I made a risotto the other day with smoked chicken, carrots, and whatever else I could find in the fridge. Onion, I think. Didn't turn out too bad. You know, after eating it two or three times, you kind of get burned out on it, but not too bad. I just kind of used some leftovers we had in the house. Let's see, that was Saturday. That was the day. Saturday, I kind of took the morning and did my own thing. Can't remember exactly how everything played out, but I ended up over at a Whole Foods, the only Whole Foods in town. And I was just kind of shopping around, looking at things, and I got some, you know, they usually have a good selection of cheese there, stuff that you don't normally see. It is definitely a cheese place, a wine and cheese, what the fuck was that? Wine and cheese place. And I got some cheese, I got some, I got a smoked chicken, I got some gelato, I got some salsa, some guacamole, all kinds of good stuff, not, you know, nothing major. I used that chicken in the risotto. Oh, dang it, that's what I should have done today. Sunday, we went to a benefit. It was a Mexican dinner benefit. And really good Mexican food. Probably better than anything I've ever had in a restaurant. So good that I actually bought $20 worth of enchiladas. I actually had that on Monday for lunch. I should have done that for today. Because they're so good. Sure, they're not good for you, but hey, it was a benefit. It was a benefit. Kind of running out of smoke. All right, we pulled off the interstate here, and now we're heading into Lincoln proper. We're at the Waverly exit. Back up here. Yeah, it was so fun that I decided, you know, later on Saturday, I can't remember what we did in the afternoon exactly, but towards the evening, my wife, since she had like a $20 gift card to a mall here, Westroads Mall, and she said, hey, let's go get one of those caramel apples over at that Rocky Mountain Chocolate Company or whatever it's called. I'm sure they're in every mall today. Something that they whipped up in the last 5 years. I hadn't seen them before, but we headed over to Westroads. Got there about 8 o'clock. Had our little caramel apple. Looked to see if Santa was there. We missed Santa. He was only there till 8. Kind of walked around the mall. God, it's been a long time since I've been to that mall. It's a new restaurant. There's a couple new restaurants there. Cheesecake Factory, Granite City. a DSW shoe place that basically took over part of the fourth of one of the floors there, it looks like. There used to be a Yonkers store there, and they actually moved to another anchor spot a couple years ago when the Jones store went belly up. The Jones store I really liked. I think it was a St. Louis company. I think they actually went broke or something. They pulled out of there. Yonkers moved over there. The Yonkers building is gone. The old Yonkers building. And they had all kinds of advertisements on the wall there that what was going to be there next. And guess what? You know, a few years ago, they put in and I can't remember the name of the store. Put in a new building for a sporting goods store. It wasn't Shields, it was something else. And that store pulled out. Dick's Bottom bought that store, and Dick's is there. And what was there before was basically a theater. I don't remember how many spots. How many screens it was, but they're going to put up another theater there now, called The Rave, I believe it's called. Rave, whatever, 8, Rave 16, Rave 24. So I thought that was interesting. The market still calls for a theater in that area of town. There is a new theater just down the street. It's about 108th Street is where that mall is. There is another shopping center that does have one at 168th and Dodge. Another one on 144th and or 120th and Maple, maybe. Not too far from there. Maybe it's 144th. But they're going to put up another theater there. I'm not much of a... Going over some railroad tracks. I'm not much of a theater goer. I'm not much of a movie person. Theaters bug me because I've kind of got a knee problem, and to sit that long through a movie, I start to get some pain in my knee, and I usually try and like to walk around every hour or so. So probably the last movie that we saw was Curious George or Cars. It was probably Cars. I don't know which one came out later, Cars or Curious George. We did go see one of those two. Tell you the truth, I think we have the video for both of them now. At least Cars, I know we do. I don't know if we have Curious George. I think I tried to tape it off HBO. Didn't come out looking so good. Okay, come on. 7:27. Add take 4 or 5 away from that, so we're actually a little bit early today to Lincoln. About 5 minutes away from the factory here. So yeah, I'm not much of a movie buff. I did watch Clerks 2 not too long ago on the iPod. A lot of folks they thought it was shit. I actually thought it was pretty good. I started listening to this modcast, and I said, hey, I should go see if I can find some of those Kevin Smith movies I haven't seen yet. So I did. I thought it was pretty good. I heard some negative reviews of it, and said it was a shit, and this and that, but I guess the point, I don't know. It's trying to make some, make fun of Clerks, a little bit. You know, they're smart people, I guess, in some sense. Dante really wasn't all that smart in his, role. And how silly people can be, but... And then some of the ranting by, I don't know who he is, what his name is, the actor's name. Could have done a little bit less with his little, rants. Could have done a little bit less with his rants, making him sound all smart and that about some stupid novel topic. But, not a bad show. Not a bad movie. Well, I'm making my final approach here. I'm 30 minutes in. I'm going to go ahead and shut this off. You guys have a good weekend. Good holiday. This is Chris 200 Audio On Demand. Go check me out at wonderhit1.com. Leave me a comment. No comment spam, please, because I do have that moderated, and I did get that from a post a few weeks back. Just recently, I got a comment on a post from a month or so back. It was some sort of spam. So... I rejected it. It didn't look like spam, but I said it's spam. So, 31 minutes in. Like I said, have a good weekend. I'm going to go ahead and shut this off. Talk to you.